Lecture 10, The Captivity of the Sacraments.
In this lecture, we're going to talk about a book of Luther's, or a treatise, entitled The Babylonian Captivity of the Church. Remember, the Babylonian captivity is this event in the Bible in which Israel goes into exile in Babylon. But the phrase was applied in the Middle Ages to the papacy in the 14th century when the Pope was in Avignon in France instead of in Rome where he belonged. Then Luther takes the phrase and applies it to the church as a whole because of what's going on with the church and the sacraments. He says the sacraments are being taken captive. So he's writing a treatise about the institutional and sacramental and religious life of the church. It's a set of sort of religious practices, especially these central practices known as sacraments. He's not attacking the Catholic sacramental system, as is often said, I think. He's defending the sacraments, he's thinking, from this captivity. Now, it's interesting. This is one of these major treatises written in 1520, before the Diet of Worms, where Luther had this breathing space to write these very influential theological treatises. You can think of the three most important of them as dealing with sort of the soul, the state, and the church. The freedom of a Christian is about the soul, about the human being. The address to the Christian nobility is about politics, the state, and the political responsibility of the state for the church. And then the Babylonian captivity is all about the central institutional life of the Christian church. So the soul, the state and politics, the church. I think it's not accidental that we're starting with something called freedom. The freedom of a Christian is his a treatise on the human being's soul. And we're ending with a treatise on captivity. We start with the freedom that God gave us in Christ, and we end up with the medieval church, and that's not freedom but captivity. So we need to do something about this slavery, this captivity that the Pope has imposed upon the sacraments that Christ gave us. That's the general drift of the treatise. Now, in the Roman Catholic Church to this day, there are seven sacraments, and those were the seven sacraments of the medieval church as well. That was sort of solidified in the Fourth Lateran Council in 1215. There are seven sacraments. I'll name them, and we'll talk about each one of them. Baptism, confirmation, Eucharist, penance, marriage, holy orders, which is ordination, and extreme unction is the old name for it. That means anointing the dying with oil. Unction is oil. Extreme means at the end of your life. So those are the seven sacraments. The short way to summarize Luther's book is to say he counts only baptism and Eucharist as sacraments. So instead of seven Catholic sacraments, you've got two Lutheran sacraments. To see why he eliminates the other five, we have to get his definition of sacrament. So let's think about what a sacrament is for Luther, and then we'll launch into these seven examples of sacraments. Remember Augustine now. Augustine says a sacrament is an external sign signifying an inner grace. That's the key notion of the sacrament throughout the Middle Ages. But the medieval church adds this extra point. The sacraments are external signs that not only signify grace, they confer grace. They give grace. A sacrament has the power to confer what it signifies. That's where the institutional life of the church meets the soul or the conscience. Right? This external institutional thing affects the state of your soul, affects the state of your conscience. The danger this raises, of course, is that Christian piety might become ritualistic or externalized. Or the danger that Luther's concerned about, really, is that the inner gift that you get from the sacraments is something you need for your salvation, and it's dependent on something external that can be controlled institutionally and maybe withheld from you. So suppose the Pope doesn't like you and excommunicates you, or the Pope is fighting with your king and your land is under interdict and nobody in your whole country gets to have the sacrament of Christ's body and blood, the Eucharist, without which you can't be saved. You need this for grace. Your soul needs it. And the Pope is saying the whole country can't have it. So the external aspect of the sacrament can be controlled for political purposes that can be bad for your souls. That's the real captivity that Luther's concerned about. Luther has sometimes been seen as a critic of the externalism of Catholic sacraments, but I don't think that's right, because, as I suggested, the very notion of the gospel for Luther is an external word, an external sign which gives what it signifies. So for Luther, the gospel has a kind of sacramental structure. It's an external word that gives the inner gift of grace that it signifies.